let's get at this. The conversation about the issues of the day, the important stories of the day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of news. And what does it mean to you, especially with the focus on the government shutdown, the people who are not working? I was talking about park rangers earlier. This is for some people far reaching. For others, it's an annoyance. It's minimal, or it doesn't affect you at all. Any or all of those scenarios are possible. The focus really is on compromise, both sides, the discouragement that people feel that government isn't there to serve them, but it's there to serve the interests of a few, i.e. the Tea Party. Is that how you feel? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich. Roberta and Jennifer both back tomorrow, so we'll have our full complement of people talking about the issues of the day, having fun with them. Sometimes, I don't know how you have fun with this, though. A lot of people are just annoyed at the shutdown. It's sort of captivating, though, Kenny, when you look at it. There are people who come to our country. A lot of tourists are here. They call them leaf peepers. In the fall, a lot of Europeans or people from the British colonies love to come to America, and they love it. The leaves are just starting to turn way up north, northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, northern Maine. They haven't started to turn where I am and probably won't for another week or 10 days, and then it takes a month. By the time you get through October, most of the leaves have turned, and get into November and the leaves go away. So the leaf peepers are here, and they are sort of fascinated with our system. The new national health insurance system, which isn't like any other country in the world. That's part of the discussion today because that has gone into effect. The new health insurance system is in effect today. You can sign up for all kinds of things. And is that good, bad? It depends on what you need, what your age is, and what else you have going on. But this is one of the things. And so the word disingenuous, the reality is that a lot of people are going to pay a lot more money for their insurance and therefore pay a lot more money for health care than was the original projection. But then there always are these stories. It's going to do this. And then because nobody reads the fine print, nobody really knows what the impact is. And then when you actually start to feel the pinch, as will be the case today, you'll see over the next year or two, according to many people who've studied this now, after the fact, there are going to be tremendous increases for a lot of people. How are you going to pay for it? That's a question that's coming up a lot. So we have Obamacare and politics, and we have government shutdown. And all of them kind of are mixed together. 888-302-3684, sort of a classic, what is it, perfect storm, right? Isn't that what this is, a perfect storm? Political mishmash. So what are people saying or writing? Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny.
On our Facebook page, I put the story about the shutdown and asked, so what happens next? Mm-hmm. And Becky said, what happens next is I don't go to work and I don't get paid.
That's not pleasant, especially if you are among those who are about a third of the country, or maybe more, 40%, say they live paycheck to paycheck. What else are you getting for comments?
John says, as a moderate libertarian, I think less government is good government.
Yep.
A few days without the bureaucrats should do us all some good.
Well, the adjustments that could be made, you'll see it. I'm for a few weeks, a few months, or a few years. I'm exactly with him because there's so much waste and fraud, abuse. People do get hurt by this, but they've been hired under false expectation. They aren't needed. It's a job, but many of the government services are just not needed. People don't want them. They don't serve the public interest. And after all, isn't that supposed to be the ultimate test? Whether or not what you are doing, at least as far as the government is concerned, is of public interest. Yay or nay? 888-302-3684. All right. What else we have?
Jay says the public will probably not see much change.
No, I don't think there's much. I don't expect to be influenced by this one way or another. Police showed up at my farm this morning. Cows are out in the street. They're doing their job. They're perfectly happy to do their job under the circumstances. All right. So let's see what else we can wrestle up here. Roger calls in from Iowa with a couple of suggestions for certain members of a certain party.
The House has to create a bill that says that there's no escape from Obamacare, which means that all the senators, all the representatives, including the president, his wife, and his kids, everybody is on Obamacare, number one. And number two, we have to send that bill to the Senate for approval. Let them veto that one, Mr. Reed, and see who catches the blame at that point in time. So we go ahead and approve Obamacare and let them choke on it.
888-302-3684 doesn't sound like a very productive solution to me. Let's see. Looks like Kyle. Is it Kyle or Kylie? Hi.
Hey, it's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with the government being shut down. I mean, they need to spend less money on things that are not helping the people and that aren't needed, and actually spend it on maybe fixing our economy in the meantime.
How would that help you if the economy was fixed? What do you do?
I'm not going to say what I do for a living.
Okay.
It would definitely help. Maybe they could even think about, I don't get paid minimum wage, but I mean, they could even think about maybe trying to raise minimum wage, because a lot of these people that are losing their jobs are going to be working at probably McDonald's now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that, like I said, that'd help a lot of people. So.
All right. Appreciate your expressions of interest and concern. 888-302-3684, 14 minutes after the hour. Are you tired of back pain? Let me tell you about a new product called the Wonder Track. The Wonder Track will give you the relief from back pain that you need, you've wanted. Now it's here. The patented curved shape of the Wonder Track cradles both sides of your back to provide almost immediate relief from your back pain and strain. When you lay in the Wonder Track's groove, your body weight exerts a downward force on the vertebrae, while the side buttressing straightens the alignment of the spine at the same time. It's like a spinal traction machine. With Wonder Track, you can now get this treatment in only 10 to 20 minutes. Wonder Track is effective at treating lower, central, and upper back pains. To learn more, go to PreventingBackPain.com. You'll learn all about the Wonder Track, its functions, how it's used as an exercise aid. It'll help you understand your back muscles, core muscles, help you understand how to develop the realignment. Enjoy the bonus exercise DVD that comes along with the Wonder Track. Go to PreventingBackPain.com. 30-day money-back guarantee. You'll finally feel the comfort of back relief. Back pain is annoying. I've had it all my life. This looks like a wonderful thing for so many of us. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, return the product, no questions asked, get all your money back. It's preventingbackpain.com. That's the website to go to help your body get back on track. Wonder Track at preventingbackpain.com.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the 5 roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
All right, let's see where we are. My headsets are on backwards. That doesn't work too well. All right, there we go. 888-302-3684. A few more comments on the reality of the government shutdown. Chris in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stephens.
Yes, sir. I'm Mr. Stephens, and you can be Mr. Chris. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to call in and say... I actually work in state government, and I see the amount of fraud and abuse that goes on just in the state level. So I've also seen what goes on in the federal level, the small amount I get involved in it. And I'm very happy that we're at a government shutdown right now. I have a full-time job, and I work as much overtime as I can get. And I'm not able to go to protests. I believe the silent minority... most of us have to work, and we can't get out and be as vocal as people who don't have jobs and have passed things such as universal health care. I think that was passed on a vocal minority. And this is our opportunity as the silent majority to come out and say, we don't want this, we don't like this, it's going to hurt America. And if the government shutdown is the way that we are able to express ourselves, then I think it's time that we stand up.
So be it. Yeah, okay. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Elaine in Oklahoma on Congress.
I believe they're using a strong arm scare tactics against the American people to try to make a point instead of going back and trying to look at reforms or modifications that should be made in the Affordable Care Act. I don't believe they're doing their job. I think I'm very disappointed in Congress.
So the Senate and the House have rejected each other's budget plans, which has led to this shutdown. Troops will stay on duty, even though there is a shutdown. Thousands of civilians who work for the Defense Department, along with other federal employees, will be sent home today. Part of the ramifications of what's going on the first day of the new health care bill. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
So all is not peaceful and calm on the farm this morning, having to deal. Most of you know that I do the radio program from a studio that's in my home on the farm. And so I'm able to watch and see what's going on. And the reality is that somehow or other the electricity gets shut off. We have a three-rail fence around a 27-acre pasture that's out in front of me where the pregnant cows reside until they give birth. And so the electricity gets shut off. Cows are always, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. So they're pushing against the fence and they break some of the rails and out they go. So they're wandering around not only all over the farm, and imagine what the grain bin looks like in the barn, but wandering in people's yards up and down the street. I'll be the most popular guy in the neighborhood today, I'm sure. At any rate, meanwhile, back to the realities of what's going on. Last night on The View, there were a number of actually fairly good presenters. One of them, well, I said The View. Did I say The View? No, it's The Voice. Yes, The Voice. That is The View, The Voice. The Voice on The View. The View on The Voice. Justin Blake was one of those who was trying to get everybody's attention. He sang Blake Shelton's song, Sure Be Cool If You Did.
Well, I was going to keep it real life to you like only had a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you.
Okay, this song says nothing to me. I'm listening to it and I don't get any passion there. Kenny, do you? I just don't feel anything.
No, not at all.
Anyway, Adam was able to pick up on Justin Blake. He got him on his team. Next performer was Timur Joy singing Girl on Fire.
She's on fire.
Earlier in the day, we previewed a few of these other singers, and some of the songs have been okay. I'm trying to wrap myself around this. If Jennifer were here, she'd probably be all over me. What do we know? We have, crank this up for a second, Michael. We're just trying to get some identity. This is an Alicia Keys song. Hi, so Christina Blake and CeeLo all attempted to get her on their team. She ended up on Team Christina. Shall we try one more and see if we can find somebody singing that we can identify with? Here's Monica Lee singing The Thrill Is Gone.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby.
Come on. You know you want it, Blake. Turn around.
You done me wrong, baby. You'll be sorry someday. Oh, now, the thrill is gone.
All right, so three of the judges turn around, and she ends up going with Blake, apparently. We want to do one more of these or not? Have we had enough? I was enthused listening to some of them earlier. And, you know, you get enthused about some. You got to find, you have to pick and choose as we listen. And not only the songs, it would seem to me that they would want to have a lot of upbeat, positive, fun songs to sing. Wouldn't you think that would be the case, Kenny? Because that's the way you get
people
singing songs like that, the thrill of these downer songs. Why would you get the only one that I heard earlier was a fellow named Alfred Milligan who did Let's Stay Together. If you watched that last night, you probably got enthused about that. And I'm not saying it's an age thing. I just would, as a general course, want to hear things that are upbeat and kind of you know, make you feel, hey, yeah, let's go, da da bunga bunga hooda. And so the thrill is gone. Baby, it's so bad. It's awful. Who's a boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Okay, I think I've given you my...
you should go on that show.
That's why I should. You're right. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car. Make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, your coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Discussion of what's going on today, the important stories of the day. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington, Ken Kessler at his perch in San Diego. I'm on the farm watching the cows wander all over the place. who let the cows out? Not important to most of you, but it's an interesting anecdotal conversation, a different sort of spin on what's happening. There's no government here to keep the cows in, Richie. They're all getting out, and nobody's here to cope. Who's going to get them?
How will we cope?
How will we
cope?
What
will we do?
What will we do? All right, so here's the summation of what's going on. The rollout of the new health care law begins today. We have a government shutdown, and so what else?
Traffic is still heavy in Washington, D.C.
Is it? I wondered about that. You drove in. You were a little late, so what's the story with traffic there?
Well, apparently everybody has to show up to lock their desks up, hand their cell phones in, and sign their furlough forms.
Yeah.
So everybody goes in for 4 hours, traffic was heavier than usual.
Really?
So I can only surmise that they're excited to go in, turn in their cell phones, and sign their furlough things and go home. Because advertisements on the radio on this same station were talking about some restaurants in the area, especially down on Capitol Hill, were giving away free lunches. And there was a special happy hour at this one place, buy one, get one free drinks. And there was another place that was giving away, if you buy something, you get one. So all these, like, freebie deals are going on. You have to show your furlough notice in the restaurants. Right. But once you do, you get some kind of freebie. So it's a buy one, get something free thing, and especially at the bars for happy hour.
All right, so here's an email from Susan, who, among other things, suggests that as the government comes to a halt, she's talking to me now, you and others ought to be encouraging Americans to help their neighbors through this mess. The House is taking care of the military. We Americans, if we pull together, can help those whose Social Security welfare checks may come in late. Small businesses can support the House by giving credit for short term to those who need it. You and others in the news media, I'm not in the news media, but let's just say the conversation media, can be encouraging Americans to contact their senators to push for support of the House. Well, that's not going to happen. It hasn't happened and will not happen. It just isn't. It's not going to happen. Even if you cleaned out and voted new reps, 435 new people in there, 100 in the Senate. It isn't going to make any difference. This thing has been passed. It isn't going to be rescinded. As long as the current occupant of the White House is there, you're shoveling against the tide. So why are you wasting your time? We got the message. We know what you're thinking, but it isn't going to work. So you move on. You try to figure out how...
When does it stop? Let me take the other side. When does it stop?
What stop? What
are you talking about? Spending.
The spending? When does it stop?
The debt ceiling raising.
It ought to have stopped a long time ago.
7 years of no budget.
Why is it that we have 7 years? Why are the people who are responsible for electing these people not in their faces, in their offices, having a sit down in the office in the halls of Congress so they can't walk anywhere? Why don't we have the good old-fashioned protests of the 60s and early 70s where things actually get done? Because people have been bought off by the government. The reason the money is being borrowed is to buy you off, to buy off your vote, to give you some kind of your lull to sleep by getting Social Security or Medicare,
some guy from
all
the
government programs.
This morning saying that just Congress is broken.
Yeah.
Everything is broken. Day one for a congressman is being told by their leadership, whether you're left or right, Democrat, independent, Republican, whatever it is. Day one, well, independent, maybe not so much. Day one, you're told to start running for re-election.
Mm-hmm. Start raising money.
Because that's what it takes.
Yep.
And that's what this whole thing, it's just, it's feeding the beast.
Yep. It's so out of control.
It's so corrupt. So, you know, while, you know, part of me thinks, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This is these people.
Well, look
are
at
children.
The way business is in Washington, Richie. There's nothing. There was never any slowdown. There was never a recession. It's all about feeding those pigs that are there that you're talking about.
Right. Right.
They're all at the trough.
Hey, listen, all my neighbors are going to be the ones that are out of work. So trust me, you know, I see it. But at some point, we've got to break it to fix it.
Yep. Well, it's
because it's broken.
It is broken
big time.
888-302-3684, but most of you are on to sucking on the teat. I use the analogy from the cow, the udder. There are so many people. We heard from a guy earlier who was concerned about what would happen with his surgery at the Veterans Administration. So you don't get it today. Where's your common sense? So if your arm is going to fall off and you're not going to die, you forget about it until things are pieced back together again. Nobody can think for themselves anymore. Good Lord, man. All right, and so then there are so many people like Elizabeth who thinks the Tea Party is to blame. You know, it isn't the Tea Party. I'm happy to hear from you, Elizabeth, and then I'm going to throw my own two cents worth in after that. Go ahead.
I've been an independent most of my voting life, which is I'm 65 now, and I have never, ever seen such a disrespectful waste of their time for the American people. Sure, some are Democrats that are doing it, but I've never seen where I've had such negative feelings toward Republicans. And a lot of this has to do with the 2012 when all these Tea Party, 2010 when all these Tea Parties were elected, and they seem to be stupid. I mean, it's like when a CBO director is telling you about what might happen, and then one of the Republicans says something like, well, the CBO's not, you know, they're not always right. Well, how many of them even really know about economics and global economy? I think they were just elected by, I'm sorry, ignorant people who thought we're going to show the government, and it's hard to maintain my independent outlook because I just can't believe what the Republicans are doing. It does not make sense.
All right, so here's my response to Elizabeth. There are three or four different levels of this that can be in the focus. 888-302-3684, by the way. The Tea Party came about as a result, and the initial Tea Party movement was all about fiscal concerns. It was all about overspending. It was about the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that takes place in government inherently. And so there was a need for the Tea Party, and there still is, because this, even though they're not fixing the problem by handling it the way they're handling it right now, they still have people focused on what their main issue was. It isn't anymore. Unfortunately, the Tea Party has become corrupt by a lot of social management types who want you to believe that the only way to live is the way they want you to live, and that's nonsense. It doesn't work. So it's corrupted and ruined most of the impact the Tea Party would have had if they just stuck to fiscal issues. Most people in this country agree with the Tea Party when it comes to their stance on political issues. I'm sorry, on fiscal issues. It is over. The government is overwrought with people who just spend, spend, spend. And it isn't just those who are passing these continuing resolutions, having that budget. We have no management. We have no management.
It's just raise the debt ceiling, let's spend more.
Right. That's all it is.
We have to pay our bills.
And then, but the bills are created by people who just want to get... The system is so broken because it all depends on getting reelected, as Richie just said. And so don't blame the Tea Party. You look in the mirror. Blame yourself. But blaming doesn't fix it. Anyways, nothing about fixing this, the situation as it exists.
I heard my local congressman on the radio this morning. I wanted to go pound on the church where I go vote to see if they have a voting booth in there yet to vote him out. Please.
Yeah. The thing is that there are lots of different culprits here. And recognizing who the culprits are or what the culprits are is, I guess, part of the assessment. But you're going to find nothing is really affected much by the shutdown.
What was the turnout of the 2012 election? Let me look that up.
How many people turned out to vote? 64% of those eligible voters. I think it was something like that, Richie. And it was all by the hair on your chinny chin chin that they...
Lower than 2008 and 2004.
All right, let's talk about something really important like puffiness and bags under your eyes.
57%, by the way.
57%. It wasn't 64, it was 57.
Just 62 was in 2008, and 60 was in 2004. That's the problem.
I think it was 64% Massachusetts. Maybe that's what I remember.
Okay. Yeah, 57%. So just over half of you are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
And I'll bet that most of the people who didn't vote are getting some, or many of them are getting some kind of government assistance. And one of the things, by the way, that Elizabeth pointed out with her call a few minutes ago was the lack of education. These people are ignorant. There's a certain tone to the social engineering that has ignorance attached to it, for sure. But then there's the educational system itself and how that's become a slave to the federal government. When I was a kid in school, there was no federal funding of education at all. It didn't happen until after the, I think, the marches in the 60s, when federal funding, and it wasn't really necessarily connected, but it was a way for the government to get control of the school system, so they put a lot of money in so they could get control and then racially balance the school systems, which is not, I never would suggest that that was a bad idea, because it wasn't a bad idea. We needed to have some way to orchestrate to deal with the racism in our country in the educational system. But now what we have is a broken educational system. These people just keep throwing money at it, throwing jargon at it, the bull crap that came from George Bush and No Child Left Behind. Hundreds of thousands of children have been left behind because the system, it was just money thrown at nothing. Take care of my own little pals here. Let's get a bill through. And what was it? Yeah. We had some of these religious groups that took advantage, the NGOs that took advantage of those bills being passed. That was all smoke and mirrors.
Here's a quick interesting factoid.
Yeah.
Looking at the state voter turnout percentages for the 2012 election, one guessed lowest state, one guessed the highest state. We won't keep this too long. One guessed for the lowest state and one guessed for the highest state percentage turnout.
Mississippi or Alabama, southern state lowest, California or New York highest.
Minnesota has the highest with 75%.
Uh-huh.
West Virginia
lowest
has the lowest with 46%.
And as much as people might not would scoff at this, I'm betting West Virginia has the lowest high school graduation rate the lowest educational achievement rate of any state in the country. They don't see that they don't connect, Richie, education and voter turnout
education and voting
and
is definitely
success.
Sure.
They don't they're not connected. So, wow, this is when you dig into it this way, it does seem to be a problem. It doesn't affect a lot of us in the main, but it affects us. There's a psychology to this.
Yeah, you kind of clicked it in me with it's your fault. And we're all sitting here yelling at Congress, and we're all sitting here yelling at the Senate and the President.
They're the ones
and everything.
Who let it get to this point.
And
you elected all these people.
Yet only 57% of us go out and vote these clowns into office.
And I voted. I haven't voted for a winner.
I haven't been too lucky either.
For a long time. It's been a long time since my X or check mark in the box went for people who won. I think the last time I voted for somebody who won was when I voted for myself for town meeting member in Framingham, and I won.
Yeah.
That was the last time anybody I voted for actually won a position. But yet there's so many people who agree with me philosophically about, especially the fiscal side.
I still say that we're all a centrist country, and we all basically agree. You know, we're a little bit farther this way or a little bit farther that way, but then you just get the money involved and...
Yep,
corrupt. What we're looking at.
Yep, you got the results of the corruption. It's the 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Following last season's most watched NHL Stanley Cup final ever, hockey is back, and so are the champion Chicago Blackhawks. As their banner is lifted up to the rafters and a new season begins, Alexander Ovechkin and the Capitals will be waiting. NHL Faceoff returns with Capitals Blackhawks. Coverage begins tonight at 7 Eastern. Then tomorrow, it's the return of Wednesday Night Rivalry as the Sabres take on the Red Wings, only on the NBC Sports Network.
All right, so the shutdown is on people's minds. There are other things going on. For example, Amanda Knox's third trial. You're talking about stupid stuff. Why are they having another trial for her in Italy? She's not going, so there's no ramification for it one way or the other. I'd like
to see if they find her guilty, whether the fight over sending her back.
No, she won't go back.
No, I know she won't.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
The Good Day program brought to you in part by the folks that bring you Buffalo Wild Wings. Their limited time lineup is loaded. Fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp, and the Garden Crasher, which is fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce. Mm. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. Crowdfunding has been helping American startup new businesses create new jobs, follow their dreams, even in this past slow economy. If this sounds revolutionary, it's really just a new twist on a time-honored media tradition, as Mike Hayes reports.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor Mike Hayes. I recently sat down with Julie Coons, the president and CEO of the Electronic Retailing Association, at their annual media marketing conference in Las Vegas.
Julie, we all, if we like it or not, find ourselves in the digital age. And, you know, we know there's a lot of money in America, and a lot of it is frozen from people not knowing what to do. There's a lot of, you know, paralysis of analysis and confusion and things. And you're in a unique position to understand the changing environment for startups, for entrepreneurs, and for media companies. What are you seeing? What do you think is important? What would you like people to know about where we are right now?
So I would say for a startup company, there's a number of aspects, especially in the direct-to-consumer business, that you have to consider. You know, first of all, is obviously, do you have a good product? I mean, if you don't have a product that's going to solve a consumer's need, address a particular aspect of their life that allows them to do something better, faster, quicker, et cetera, you know, there's really not a lot of reason to get in the business, because it's a challenging business. And one of the big challenging pieces of it is, do you have good partners? I mean, and in this business, it's so critical. So people who have been there and done this before. And then another piece of it is you know, you referenced cash. I mean, this is an expensive business in terms of the type of cash that it takes. It's the cash on production side, because if you get a hit, you've got to fulfill huge numbers of it, more than you ever dreamed, right? But it's also the cash that, you know, to get on air. I mean, you effectively prepay this. I mean, you know, it's not like doing a deal with the corner store or being just, you know, offering it on an e-commerce site, right? I mean, you know, and you could, it doesn't take you a lot of money to put up a website. There are good websites do, but, you know, in the simplistic terms. But if you're going to go direct to consumer through television or I'll call them quasi-television channels, because we all know there are a variety of different screens now, you've got to have a lot of money, you know, put in the bank there to, in order to keep your storefront going, which is how you stay, your storefront being in front of consumers. So it's not an insignificant factor for entrepreneurs to consider, which is why you typically see them partnering with existing established players, whether it be Telebrands, whether it be All-Star, whether it be Hampton. I mean, or if you're lucky enough, you get in with Guffey or you get in with some of these other players. It's not an easy business to break into in today's day and age.
I've been in VR for a long time, mm-hmm. and I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
About 2.5 years ago, I started to learn more and more about crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I started to research it, and for the last 2.5 years, I have interviewed 500 crowdfunding success stories.
Okay.
Just crowdfunding.
Yep.
But what I am seeing, it's direct response. That's what it is. It's make a pitch.
Oh, sure.
And
crowdfunding in of itself.
It is.
Yeah, sure.
So now, and it proves something I've said for years. Now, you said you have to have a good product. I take it a step further, and I say, that's true, but you have to have a good pitch for that product.
Yeah.
And crowdfunding proves that beyond question. The product doesn't even exist. They are pre-selling a good pitch of an idea that doesn't exist to get money, and they're raising $50,000, $500,000, $1 million. And I talk to people every week who are raising that kind of money, and that's the kind of money that just gets them to this platform to launch. I mean, I think this can absolutely revolutionize direct response. It's the same principles, the same vendors, the same outreach, telling a story and asking people to take an action. It's like what PBS has done for decades. Hey, donate something, and we'll send you a gift, a product. Well, you're just pre-buying the product, and I mean, there's some incredible stories. What's your take on how DR and crowdfunding might come together?
So I agree with you that crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, the Kickstarter concepts, all of that are, in fact, it's a direct response mechanism. Absolutely. The original direct response has now sort of been digitized in a different way, right? So, I mean, you're right. It's the same as direct response.
To learn more about crowdfunding success stories, email me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. Thanks for...
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.